Good morning. This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. You can access shows live or as podcasts by going online to kuci.org. This is the In the Garden show produced by UC Master Gardeners of Orange County. I am Ann Liu, your host for the hour. This week's topic is the UC Master Gardeners Smart Gardening Classes being held at the City of Irvine City Hall. And I am thrilled to have Rebecca Chadwick, our lead for these events, come into the station to talk about it. Also, we have Deb Ringler, who is going to be one of the star speakers for the classes, and she will give a sampler of the class she will present on interior plants. Hello, Rebecca and Deb. I'm so glad you can come in to tell about these wonderful classes that are going to be happening October 5th and 6th. I don't want to take your limelight, Rebecca. Could you tell us about how these classes, the smart gardening classes at the City of Irvine City Hall, began? How long has it been going on?
In 2010, good morning, Anne, by the way. In 2010, the Orange County Master Gardener leadership had a meeting with the City of Irvine and talked about obtaining places for us to have our general meetings, which are monthly, and what we could do for them in return for a space to have our classes. And they asked if we would teach two gardening classes a year in Irvine. And since 2011, we've been teaching usually a fall and a spring gardening class in Irvine, different topics every time. Over the years, we have repeated a few really popular topics, but that's how we got started with smart gardening classes. The Inside Irvine magazine, which I believe goes to every Irvine City citizen, has all of Irvine's classes listed, and including in that, in the adult section, we have our classes listed under smart gardening.
Now, these are free classes to anyone, right?
Yes, and you do not have to live in the City of Irvine to attend our classes.
So if someone does not live in Irvine, how can they access it? Maybe online?
Yes, they can access it online, and I can give you an address. You can go online to irvinequickreg.org. And yes. Irvine Quick Reg is all one word, .org.
Small letters.
Mm-hmm, small letters.
Reg is R-E-G.
Right, and go to the adult section of the Inside Irvine magazine. The classes are listed there, and they're under Smart Gardening.
So Irvine Quick Reg.
Irvine Quick Reg. And you really need to register. Registering helps the city know how many people are attending the classes, and they help the master gardeners know how to prepare for the classes. Are we having 10 people or are we having 30 people?
And the UC Master Gardeners put in an intense amount of work to prepare for these classes. I have been a speaker myself one time for roses, and I think I put in at least 8 hours beforehand to be sure the material I had was all ready to go, interesting, enriching. And so when you go to these classes, you are having the benefit of having the most recent scientific information put out by the UC Cooperative Extension, as well as the on-hand experience of these UC Master Gardeners.
And one of the things I should add, Anne, is that you can call on a telephone to register for the classes.
Either cell or landline.
Yes. And that number to get more information about the classes and to register is 949-724-6610.
One more time, Rebecca. Maybe some people are just
slow with the pencil. 949-724-6610. That gets you to Inside Irvine Magazine and tell them that you want to register for the Smart Gardening class.
All right. So the key words to remember if you're searching online would be just Irvine.
Inside Irvine Magazine, Irvine Smart Gardening. Smart Gardening in the adult portion of the magazine.
And that would get you in. Now, we say adult portion, but if you have a very mature youngster who is very interested in plants, we do cultivate, notice the pun, we do cultivate interest in gardening in our very young folks too. And if it's not too late for them, because the time, did you mention the time?
I didn't. The classes start at 6:30 p.m.
Wednesday night.
Wednesday night is the first set of classes, and October the 5th. October the 6th is the other class, and they start at 6:30, and generally we're done about 8:45, but 9 o'clock is when we need to leave.
So someone bringing their mature child who is interested in gardening can still attend that 6:30 class and maybe go home halfway through to put the little kitty to sleep. The classes that are being planned are really exciting. These are experts in their field. The first one on Wednesday, October 5th, is on orchids. Tell me about that one.
We have two master gardeners who are very skilled and knowledgeable about orchids, and they're going to take the first hour and 15 minutes to share all kinds of information about orchids, such as a little bit of history of orchids, where they came from, some interesting information about the classifications and the growth habit of orchids, and then they're going to segue into orchid care. There'll be some sort of a demonstration about transplanting an orchid, perhaps that's gotten root bound in its pot.
Root bound for listeners out there, let's let them know what root bound means.
Root bound means when the orchid or the plant of any kind is growing vigorously and the plant takes up all the space in the pot and there's no soil or growing medium left. So it needs to be moved to a larger container, just like a kid who's outgrown their
pants.
Slacks or pants. Yes.
I've had root bound plants and the roots dangerously can go around and around the pot, so much so that, like an umbilical cord, it can choke the plant and the plant can die just because it doesn't have enough air, water, and nutrients. And so learning about root-bound plants in orchids is very important since the roots are very active.
Right, and they're going to talk about common orchids. You know, we can all buy orchids in the grocery store now. Is that a good idea? Are those healthy orchids? Do they have a good history of thriving at home? Our two speakers are going to talk about light and temperature and humidity and how much water and fertilizer. Do you fertilize them or don't you?
Great. And the next speaker, Deb Ringler, is going to be talking more specifically about interior plants, but the material that she's going to talk about kind of overlaps because plants are plants. And so it's very, very reinforcing to stay for both classes because the practical tips and tricks that Deb will be talking about on caring for interior plants do apply also to orchids.
Absolutely.
Tell me a little bit about your speakers for orchids.
Okay, our speakers are Dana Denzin and Darla Miller, both of whom grow possibly the most beautiful orchids I've ever seen. and they're both very well educated, but they're able to translate some of the more difficult material for the rest of us who just think orchids are beautiful and would like to grow them without killing them.
And they are really skilled at reaching out to the audience. I know Dana is a retired teacher.
Yes.
And she also does the Spring Garden Show.
Yes.
Correct?
She's the lead.
I just want to add that Darla is the president of the Newport Orchid Society, and in Dana's words, is, quote, in charge of the orchids at Sherman Library and Gardens. And the two are also planning a huge event. What is that event?
That is the orchid show that is taking place. When did we say that was taking place?
I think it's September 25th at the
24th and 25th. That's
24th and 25th. That's just around the corner at the South Coast Village Plaza. That's right across from the regular Spring Garden Show over by the theater. And that one is called Fascination with Orchids. If you love orchids like so many people do, try to trot down there. It's going to be happening in the afternoon. And you can find out more information about it by going online to our website, uccemg.com, or simply Master Gardeners of Orange County. And you'll find on the right-hand side of the screen a list of events, upcoming events. And UC Master Gardeners are all over the place. We have events going down in South County, down at Rayata Park. We have events going on at Centennial Park. Look it up. We're going to have some announcements by the live DJ when these pre-recorded shows play. And we're excited that the public is interested because these topics are chosen based on public interests. And orchids are a big favorite, is a favorite plant of so many people, especially here in Orange County, where we can grow just about any kind of plants, tropical as well as our succulents, all types. And so the key is providing the appropriate environment for these plants. And Deb is going to talk more about that.
There is another class, October the 6th, the next night. And we're going to have a speaker talking about growing dwarf citrus oranges. And specifically, I know that we've all seen very, very tall orange trees or trees loaded with oranges, and everyone wonders, how the heck do you get up there and get those oranges? And unfortunately, what happens frequently is that people don't get up there to get the fruit. And so planting dwarf or smaller orange trees is a smarter way to garden. And so we're going to have a speaker who talks about the care and feeding and growing of citrus.
Now, dwarf citrus listeners out there, do not mistake dwarf as something that would be shorter than you. The philosophy for UC Master Gardeners is to keep all your fruit trees, to keep them within reachable distance from the ground. It's not worth having people go up on ladders and leaning over and falling off to get fruit. And realistically, how much fruit can you and your neighbors and your friends and family actually eat? And so it's a good guideline to keep your fruit trees in reachable distance so you don't have to go up on ladders. Also, the word dwarf citrus trees, a dwarf tree is actually 15 to 20 feet high naturally. And so by keeping them appropriately pruned, you could keep these trees at ideal heights for the backyard garden. And coming up in January, we usually have John Shara, one of our expert UC Master Gardeners, talk about winter care. Speaking of listening to past podcasts, I would like to encourage you to find our past podcasts on our website. You can go on uccemg.com and click on our In the Garden show, and you will see past shows. When you click on past shows, you will find a huge list of past podcasts. Speaking of past podcasts, one of my favorites is an interview with Deb Ringler, who is sitting here in the studio, and we're going to give you a little sample of what she's going to talk about on October 5th in that second class that evening, Practical Tips and Tricks for Care of Interior Plants. Now, Deb, we're just thrilled to have Deb. I've known Deb now for a few years. I began working with her because I attended one of her classes that she presented at UC Master Gardeners. She trained us on taking care of interior plants. She has a history of owning her own personal plant service here in Orange County. Since the age of 21, she's had her little company. Or maybe I shouldn't say little. It's pretty big now, isn't it? Deb, how big is your company?
Well, I recently sold half of it after I got through a cancer journey in 2011. So I maintain 35, 40 accounts.
And so it's pretty large. And it's exciting that she was able to begin this at the age of 21. That's really admirable. She also teaches gardening and interior landscaping at Orange Coast College.
That was a full circle moment for me. I used to attend Orange Coast College when I was younger, and to be able to go back as an instructor.
I see. Are you still doing that?
Yes, I am. I'll probably be teaching my interior landscape course in the spring of next year.
All right, Deb, let's get started. You are going to be speaking on practical tips and tricks. And I talked to Rebecca here, asking her if she can provide a little sampler of what one of the classes will be like. And so we don't want to spill all the beans, but we want to entice the public, because there is seating for a large audience. Everyone is welcome. Don't feel like the residents of Irvine is going to fill the whole auditorium and you wouldn't have the best seats. First come, first serve. Deb brings in all sorts of material, plants to see, just a real hands-on type of speaker. And so it's exciting to have Deb come here to give a sampler. So go ahead, Deb.
Well, one of the advantages to coming to the presentation live is that I'm going to actually give you a lot of practical tips and model those for you. As Ann said, I was started in the horticulture business when I was 17, started my company at 21, and that was over 35 years ago. So I have a lot of experience in helping people know how to care for their interior plants. The reason I called it practical tips and tricks is I really think that people make it a lot more complicated than it needs to be. So I came up with an acronym that I thought would be helpful to the general public to be able to remember the things that plants need. So the P would stand for placement. A lot of us, I think, go to grocery stores or retail stores, and we see something that appeals to us. And I would call that a spontaneous plant purchase, but we aren't necessarily thinking if that is the right plant for the right place, which, as we know, is probably one of the greatest keys to being successful with any kind of plant. So I go into a little bit more detail about that as specific plants. I normally bring in my top 12 that I think are pretty easy interior plants to grow, especially for a beginner. And I help you decide, because plants are an expense, as are orchids, and they different plants require different lighting, and I go into a little bit more detail about explaining how you would actually measure the lighting in your area. The L, as I said, stands for light, and without the presence of light, you cannot have photosynthesis. And without photosynthesis, the plant can't make its own food. And without the plant being able to make its own food, it will just be in a slow decline to death. So understanding light and the factors it plays, especially for interior plants, is extremely important. And I'll go into a little bit more detail about that. Also, different things of decorating, the color of your walls, your windows, your covering of your windows, all of that goes into play with knowing what kind of light you possibly have and where you might want to consider putting specific plants in different areas. And then I always ask people, many of us, I don't know about you, but I've moved about 25 times in my life, and that's always very challenging to acclimate to my new environment. And much of our interior plants are grown in Hawaii and in areas where they're given exactly what they need so that the growers can get the optimum amount of growth so that they can make their money. But then the problem is you bring it home and you give it in an environment that actually in the interior environment is pretty stressful for plants. But there are a few really good practical tips that you can do to help your plants acclimate to their new environment, and thus will give you a greater success than having them just be a plant that you keep for a couple months and then have to get rid of because it didn't properly acclimate to its new home. And then as with people, we know that all plants need nourishment. The main thing plants really do require is proper watering, and statistics show that about 90% of the people kill interior plants by overwatering. Watering interior plants is way different than it is with exterior, and a plant that's overwatered can really suffer greatly and not really recover as quick as an exterior plant could. So I go into how I teach my technicians and how I teach other people how to properly water. And that's a great hands-on tip that I show you when I do my class. There's also a lot of education that goes into the type of soils that plants are placed in. Whether they're from Hawaii, often they're in lava rock, which is great if you're in Hawaii, but not so great when you come over here to California and you have a little bit more arid of conditions or you put them in people's homes. And then a big factor is fertilizer. A lot of people have a lot of misunderstandings about how to properly fertilize interior plants. Really, you can way overdo that. And I really help people to understand certain products that are available locally. A lot of times people just don't know what to use, and you'll be surprised at the products that I use in my company are very readily accessible and really don't require too much. I really think that people overall, Anne, try and make taking care of interior plants way more complicated than it needs to be. And I really try and simplify it for people. And I think you'll be very surprised that interior plants can bring you such a tremendous amount of benefit with very little care. They do clean your air. They add beauty to your environment. More often than not, people just take care of them too much. And I tell them to enjoy them more and take care of them less. Temperature is a big deal. That's the T in our plants acronym. How the different regulations of temperature that plants like. And then last but not least, I talk about symptoms of disease. So I would encourage you that if you come to the presentation, bring either a leaf or bring a picture of possibly a plant that you're having a hard time with, and we'll spend a good amount of time with me assisting you in trying to figure out maybe some of the concerns or problems or diseases that you might be having on your interior plants. And I'll have a pretty extensive question and answer session for people so we can have people walk away with hopefully some concrete answers to maybe some of the questions they've had.
And we want to remind the public that if you do bring something that looks diseased, it would be best to put it in a sealed plastic bag so that there is no invasion or spreading of disease in the area. We hadn't mentioned before that there is a question and answer period in all these classes, and Deb is particularly accessible. She will give her website where you can even send her, pop her a question. But as I said before, Deb is a UC Master Gardener, and we do have a hotline. And if you have a question, it's good to use the hotline.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you mentioned that interior plants are so beneficial, not just for beauty, but for cleaning the air that we have. And you will be recommending best interior plants to have?
Yes, I do. There is a specific website, and I will also have a handout available to people to know what specific plants are rated the top plants for helping to clean out your air. And people aren't aware, Anne, but our interior air is actually more polluted than our exterior air. So interior plants statistically and scientifically have shown that that is one of the best things you can do and one of the best investments you can make for inside your office and your home is to purchase interior plants.
And Deb recommends an interior plant in each room of your house.
Which I have.
I hope you give some tips for caring for interior plants when a person travels.
Yes, I can do that. I can I bring in specific containers known as sub-irrigation containers, and I allow people, because really, and people are surprised to know that the majority of our accounts we do on an every other week basis. So we do not necessarily visit every single one of our accounts on a weekly basis. Most interior plants actually thrive on being cared for about every 10 to 14 days.
That's reassuring that we could just sit back and relax a little bit and not stress out, because that's the whole point of having a beautiful garden, about having plants around us to help us relax and breathe.
And another advantage to coming and seeing this presentation live is I bring a lot of plants in. I bring a lot of products in. I'm also going to show you and assist you in knowing how do you go about purchasing a healthy plant. There's different places that sell interior plants, but you have to kind of know a few tips and knowing how to properly pick out one that has high quality and one that has already been acclimated to the area that you want it to be. And I will also show you how to properly stage a plant in a decorative container. A lot of people don't know how to do that, and I find that they either get their carpets ruined or they stain their wood floors. And if you know how to properly stage a plant, that can really help you in your long-term care of maintaining it at home.
What do you mean by staging a plant?
Well, you know, the plants all come in their grow pots, which for interior plants, you would keep them in. I found that a lot of people want to actually plant them in a decorative container, but as an interior landscaper, that is not what we do. We actually put them inside the decorative container, but then we properly line that container. And I would like to show people how to do that, because I have found that a lot of people kind of miss their plants looking like a very nice decorative feature by just kind of plopping it in something and not having proper moss. There's so many different kinds of moss and things you can do to actually make that plant look like a complete set. And I'm going to be able to demonstrate that for people when they come to the presentation, which is something obviously I can't do here on the air.
I've got to attend this class. You know, out there, it's hard to learn as much as you want to learn in just one class sitting. And I've sat through one of Deb's classes, and now I need a refresher. There's just so much more to learn. And so, Deb, I'm so glad that you are making yourself available. She is one of our star speakers in the Speaker Bureau. And just a reminder out there, speakers for the Speakers Bureau are available to everyone. If you go on our website, uccemg.com, you can click on Speakers Bureau and make contact with our lead, who is presently Tom Farrell, who might be the speaker for the second night, October 6th, on dwarf citrus plants. You can see a list of possible topics, or you can apply for a speaker, telling what your interest is, where you want the speaker to show up. And we have had speakers present to groups small and large, and we're very, very flexible. UC Master Gardeners is a group of volunteers. This is how we get in our volunteer hours for credit, But also that's our whole mission, to promote the latest research from the UC Cooperative Extension to the public. And we have just a whole group of UC Master Gardener volunteers with a wide range of backgrounds. I'm a retired teacher, and so this kind of fits my interest in constant learning and wanting to pass on information. We have just a whole slew of people from different backgrounds sharing information, and so it's kind of fun to meet a master gardener and make friends with them, and who knows, you might have personal contact and then continue learning much, much more. I want to take a brief station break. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. I am Ann Liu, your Master Gardener DJ for the hour. For more home garden information, go online to uccemg.com. You can find out more about weeds, pests, ornamental plants, and edibles with photos to help you identify them. You can see month-to-month gardening tips and information about soils, fertilizers, and compost. If you have a question about something in your garden, about a pest, a possible pest, about a beneficial, about different plants that you want to grow but don't know if it's the right plant for your garden, very specific individual questions, you can write to hotline at uccemg.com. That's hotline at uccemg.com. Or if you cannot remember this because you're on the road driving, just look up Master Gardeners of Orange County and you will get the link to our website. All right, Deb, thank you for sitting so patiently, listening to us go on and on about the gardening series being held at the City of Irvine, the smart gardening classes that the public is invited to attend for free on October 5th and 6th. First, October 5th, orchids and practical tips and tricks for interior plants, and October 6th on dwarf citrus plants. All right. Deb, is there anything else you'd like to add about enticing the public to your show, to your class?
Well, I'm very passionate about this topic, and I do consider myself someone that really has tried to make it extremely practical and fun. I can guarantee you, if you come out and you see these presentations, you're going to learn a lot. You're going to be able to find out some resources that you may not know on your own. You're going to walk away with some amazing handouts. You're going to have hands-on demonstration, and it's free. How can you beat that, Ann? It's free. So what a great opportunity that the City of Irvine is providing for people. That Master Gardeners is such a great group of people, and there's just so much information available that I think coming out and doing an in-person presentation and getting to meet the public is really an honor for me. Like I said, if you have a problem with any of your plants, if you have a pest or anything that you're concerned about, either bring me a picture or bring me a sample of a leaf in a baggie, and I will definitely make sure that I don't leave that presentation until everybody's questions are answered.
That's wonderful. I hope listeners out there have enjoyed our little sampler of one of our speakers, Deb Ringler, who is one of our UC Master Gardeners. And we're going to swing back to Rebecca now. And Rebecca, you have another chance to promote signing up for these classes. So Ken, just in case our listeners have just turned on or missed the beginning of the show, can you give the information again about signing up for this series?
Yes. You can either call on the phone, And the number is 949-724-6610. And that will get you to Inside Irvine, which is the list or the people that register folks for classes in the city of Irvine. You do not have to live in Irvine to take one of the classes, and tell them that you want to register for the Smart Gardening classes, October the 5th and also October the 6th. If you want to use your computer or your phone, the address is www.irvinequickreg.org. And that's Irvine Quick Reg is all one word. And tell them that you want to, or you are looking to sign up for the Smart Gardening classes. And we hope that we get lots of folks coming in, because we've got some wonderful speakers and we have a lot of fun, and you can ask all sorts of questions.
Great. Thank you very much, Rebecca. And Deb, thank you very much for sharing a little sampler of your class. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people to attend and learn more. It's always fun to learn more about plants of all kinds. And when you see Rebecca at the City Hall, you can tell Rebecca your ideas for other topics you might be interested in. So Rebecca Chadwick is the lead for this Smart Gardening series, and she is very happy to expand her topics. And so let her know what you are interested in. And you can always put that in our hotline at uccemg.com to give us feedback for what you want. Thank you very much, ladies, for coming into the studio to do this pre-recording. We have a little bit more time, and if there is something that you would like to add, this is your moment.
Well, I would really urge people to come to Deb's class, because let's say you're in charge of a public building or a business office, and you have plants there, but it looks like they were last cared for a year ago. And plants are a great way to soften the lines. Indoor plants are a great way to soften the lines on a business or an office setting. And so the information that she has will help you if you look around your office and find that the plants look pretty sad, that Deb's information can give you a lot of help on taking care of those plants.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. And how about you, Deb? Anything to add?
Actually, I'm thrilled to go to the orchid presentation. I love orchids and obviously use a lot of them in my interiors, but I'm looking forward to having the opportunity to hearing two specific women that have a lot of experience. The key is talking to people that have experience in growing and knowing from long-term years of doing it. To me, that's the key. It's way better than reading a book or way better than listening to it. So what a great opportunity. I'm really honored to be a part of this Smart Gardening in Irvine. I think it's an amazing opportunity that people have, whether you live in Irvine or not, that you can come, you can hear from experts. Master gardeners are people that just love what they do, and we actually are trained by the state in order to be volunteers for the state of California, because there are so much information out there to get to the public that the state itself doesn't have the manpower. So that's really what master gardeners do. We get a great education, and then we turn around and we say thank you by volunteering our time. This presentation that I've done, the practical tips and tricks, I actually wrote for master gardeners because they really didn't have, in my opinion, as much information as they wanted. And when they accepted me to become a master gardener, I promised them that I would write a presentation and make it available and give it as often as I could, because I really think the public isn't aware of how much interior plants can benefit your environment. And really, it's way easier than people think they are. And I'm going to show you how to do that in my presentation.
Speaking of volunteers, did you know there's a Master Gardener program in almost every one of our 50 states? Overall, nationally, there are 83,389 volunteers. And we donate an average of 5,293,130 hours per year. Can you believe that? 5 million hours, making 1 million, over 1 million direct contacts. And this saves the state's $122 million at least. This is a wonderful way of volunteering. You can give yourself a little pat on the back, Rebecca and Deb, for coming in. This is part of your volunteer time. And we have enjoyed doing this show as a pre-recording. We hope you will consider signing up for a smart gardening class. If you can't make it for this October 5th and 6th, then remember, this is going to come around again in the spring. And you can let the City of Irvine know that you enjoy the classes so they continue supporting us as speakers. And you can also find this podcast on our uccemg.com. By the way, you can also hear a full hour of Deb Ringler. I interview her on interior plants, and she is listed as interior plants in our past podcasts. And I just listened to it last night, and I found it very, very informative. Just a little tip, since we have 1 minute left, is I have a very tall pot. A very tall pot. Maybe 3.5 feet tall. A nice decorative pot. Do I fill it all up with potting mix? No, that would make it much, much too heavy. There are little tricks to make that a beautiful pot and at the same time not too heavy. So using, let's say, styrofoam as a filler on the bottom, using cactus mix. But I'm not going to spoil it, because if you have a tall pot out there and you want to know some neat little practical tips for having a decorative pot that is huge but you're not wanting to fill it up with potting mix because that would be way too heavy, there are real handy tips and tricks to know about using decorative pots and making your potted plants pop out in a corner of your home. Thank you very much for listening, and hang on there. We're going to be telling you some upcoming events put on by UC Master Gardeners. Thank you again, Deb and Rebecca, for coming in and telling us about this Smart Gardening series given by UC Master Gardeners, held at the City of Irvine City Hall. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Ann.
You've been listening to In the Garden Show. This is Ann Liu, DJ for the hour. Have a wonderful week.